What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Paradox. The Weekly Paradox is essentially a sneak peek into a Vision Paradox check-in meeting, which is what we held every week. This recording is actually from our November 14th, 2022 check-in meeting. So we cover everything from what happened at that time, which is a huge prospect, and what we are going to do in terms of approaching it, choreographing for Christmas shows, time travel challenges from the random question of the week, dealing with sleep deprivation, and also working on some personal projects, Black Friday promotions, so on and so forth. I hope you guys are ready for it, and let's enjoy.
So let's get started with this, the check-in. Ooh, man. Okay, I'll start. I'd say grateful for, the opportunity to possibly work with. I don't know, this is probably one of, the biggest clients that we've ever had the opportunity to work with. They have, multiple companies that they're invested in, so which is why co-founders are beasts in the business world. So yeah, just the opportunity to maybe work with it, but we'll see what happens. Biggest win is at least for me right now is helping Lauren move all her shit out of her house. So biggest lesson is don't argue with Camilo in the middle of driving. Otherwise, you're going to get on the wrong exit.
Oh, no.
And Lauren was like, where are you going?
Lauren was like, the exit's here. Why?
Yeah, you can have an accident, dude. Like, don't do that.
I'm in the fucking moving truck. Like, the stress of moving and then the potential client. I'm like, and then I'm driving. So in Los Angeles, but yeah.
Rosie, yeah.
So what am I excited about this week? I'm excited to the week. What?
What? You need another nap.
I'm excited to start rehearsals for the Christmas show because I choreographed the closer. It's my shtick of cheesy, corny, but good choreography. My excitement for it feels very much
like Christmas.
No, like Kill the Lights. It's hard to say because. And then, what did I complete last week? Primarily working with people, Black Friday stuff that they want to promote, and then I talked about more of the testimonials that they're trying to put out. We're gonna be interviewing, maybe this week or next week. Worked on some micro content that wasn't too heavy on editing for that. Set up ads for 10 for 10. Oh, you said about it. I'm saying your work. And yeah, the biggest thing was getting the opportunity with acquisition.com. Then what's getting in the way of completing your task or resources that you need right now? It's just sleep. Because admittedly, I'm exhausted. I didn't finish moving until I didn't get back home until 5.
Well, y'all stayed here till.
Yeah. Right. So. And then, okay, random question of the week is, if you're transported 400 years into the past with no clothes, wow.
Oh.
Listen, or anything else, how would you prove that you're from the future? Oh. What would be 400 years into the past?
Yeah, what's 400 years?
Someone do the math,
please. 2022 minus 400. It'd be 1622.
Okay.
What was happening in 1622 right. Back then? 1622, at least in America, American history.
Massacre of 1662. The Native Americans Act that resulted in the death of 374 English settlers and almost wiped out Jamestown.
Jesus Christ, what a year.
Let's go.
The massacre of 1622.
Let's go get those colonizers.
Wow. How would I prove it? And I'm naked.
Why would you be naked?
Because I said there's no clothes.
That's the question.
The clothes.
It's like Terminator.
That specific thing in the question.
It's like Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Time travel does not mean all your clothes. This is
because
this
so
seems
hot.
Like a very like the beginning of a not so well thought out porno.
People would still watch it.
People would watch anything.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The internet has proven anything. They would literally watch
your future.
Oh, my stars.
My stars.
How would I prove it? Shit.
By reading this exactly.
No, that's the thing. I had to look this up, so that means I have no...
That's true.
I can't tell them the lottery numbers or what sports teams win.
You're not going to back into the print?
No, because there's no... I wouldn't have... How would I prove that I am? Wow, this is a fantastic question. I would say that... Now knowing this, because I looked it up before going to... I would probably say that there's going to be a massacre at Jamestown. I'm like, I know this is going to happen. And then, 1622, this is before the revolution.
Yeah. Yes.
It's way too...
This is pre-revolutionary.
God damn.
Yep.
I don't know.
This is before Hamilton.
Damn. I'll show them TikTok dances.
Hell yeah. What?
Because there's no way in hell they would know any of this shit. At all. What are these strange gyrating?
Still got
motions?
A ways to go.
Because like what? Back then it was like square dancing or whatever it is.
In 1622, they were dancing around a fire.
Yeah. So I'm brown, so they'd probably think I'm like Native American trying to do some shit.
We won't even get the chance.
And that's true. I might just get shot.
Actually, in 1622, music was mostly part of the churches. So if you're allowed inside one, that we are all brown, so we are probably not, then it's pretty common, like, it's a social event. You're gonna freestyle for God.
Oh shit!
No! Oh my God! He's TikToking.
I call this the crucifixion.
And he's TikToking.
Okay, I'll pass the ball off to Sonic Frontiers.
Oh! What am I grateful for? Actually, a lot. Being able to do a CSUN's show after 2-3 years since the whole COVID thing. Our last one was 2019. That was the first year it came back. Oh, it was really cool to dance on that theater again. Also, Sonic Frontiers. It was crazy. Biggest win. Oh, I started putting my little designs into my own little store.
Ooh.
It's all little. Yes. It's really cute. Fun fact, my first account got deleted. Really? Because it violated, one of my designs violated one of their things. Oh. Basically, I drew Togepi holding a knife saying, I'll cut you.
Togepi, so, what do you have? A knife!
Yeah. And they just... They're like, you're inciting violence. And I was like, you're probably right.
You're right.
So I had to make a second account. luckily, I didn't have anything in it.
Then I'm holding a knife saying, I'll cut you.
Yeah. Because I went to TwitchCon and they had a Kirby holding a knife.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yep. I know about the Kirby.
Yeah.
Well, it's different at a table true. Versus an online store.
That's true. But I was like, dang it, Togepi. Why?
Stop using violence.
But yeah, that's probably my biggest win. Biggest lesson. It's not my biggest lesson, but I feel like it's a lesson to keep in mind because wowzers. The lesson is keep in mind of how you are taking care of your body and don't overestimate what you can do, because during the show a lot of people got injured. Like a lot of people. Jesse Ricaldi got injured through warm-up. Yeah. And because he got injured 30 minutes before the show started, and because I think he put too much pressure on his calf when he had to do a run, and it tore a little bit.
Oh, so,
yeah.
That's like bad juju, like that doesn't happen just because,
right? And so yeah, and then on the last night a girl, I don't know what happened, but she got a concussion because either she got kicked on stage or the choreographer didn't teach him how to dip. properly. I don't know. I still don't know what happened, but that girl, she was off balance. She couldn't see. It was wild how many people got injured. So that's why I was like, that's why you don't go too hard on warm up and you don't do anything new.
That's why
when you're on stage. Yeah, that's why. Don't change anything.
Not pull out.
Like, no matter how hype you are about performing in front of people, like, just don't change anything that you were practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
it was rehearse crazy. It. Don't do it.
That, exactly.
Yeah. Add to that, like, yeah, I was so hyped in the middle of a performance and decided to try to back talk. No. I fucking face planted it.
Oh,
my coach was fucking watching it from the audience, and she was like, "Fucking
bad idea."
Yeah, because another friend of mine, one of the seniors, said, "Emra, you should back talk."
Wow.
And you were like, wow.
Yeah, I'm doing
it. Oh my gosh. Like, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Okay. Bet.
Oops. It's not even like, hey, Emroy, bet you won't do it. They're just like, do it.
So you're do
like,
it. Sure. Okay.
Yeah, this is like literally seconds before the final, the closing section. He yelled it from the side.
Oh my.
It was like a split second bad decision.
That's why we gotta stay aware and controlled, no matter the hype.
Speak to what you're first.
That's the lesson. Don't do anything new on stage. What are you excited about this week? Sonic. Sonic. Like, oh my gosh. Dude, I'm ready. It's a long game. It's going to be a long game because they have so much collection things. Yeah. You can collect so much. You can level up Sonic. I got him Sonic Adventure 2 shoes, and now my character wears it. Like, it's wild. But no, I'm excited for it. It's interesting so far. Like, yeah. Yeah, I can't even say. If you guys play it, you guys are going to find out. It's crazy. It looks so nice.
Yeah.
What did I complete last week? I know some of the YouTube videos, I believe so. Yeah. I am gonna start with the whole everyday Facebook thing. Yeah. I just couldn't start it last week because of collab and I just wasn't home like at all.
And that goes for both like the any podcast stuff and any reaction stuff. And just offset it like 8 and 11. Like 8 o'clock would be reactions, and 11 would be podcast stuff.
11 would be podcast. Okay, because you still want ADMs because I know there were some videos when I was checking, like they were like purposely like 6 a.m. and then 6:15. I was like,
that's for YouTube. YouTube's different. YouTube, like I, because the audience, according to the data, most of the audience is active at 6, and the reactions, that stuff is at 6 a.m. And analysis is at 6:15. So that way it is like, there's something about, it's not, it doesn't promote your video as much if it's both released at the same time.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, because like, so YouTube is still like 6 a.m., 6:15. Facebook, you want 8 a.m., 8:15.
Yeah. Or just to keep it simple, do it the same.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure. Because I was like, right. But yeah. And it's only single video every day, not like double it each day.
Or what do you mean?
Like you only want like one video per day.
Oh, no. You can double it.
Okay.
Because especially if you have just a limit of three, how far ahead?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, like I'd say like every day until you max it and then double it.
Okay.
It again.
So if I'm doubling it, what would you want like that second timeline? The second time for the second video.
You're still talking about reactions, right?
Yes.
Okay. If it's just the reactions, 6, and I'd probably just do 6 a.m. and then for the first one, 6 p.m. for the second one.
Okay. 6 a.m. 6 p.m. Okay, cool. Cool. What am I working on? More of the Facebook things. Just going to just go off on that one. And then more reactions. What's getting in the way of completing your task or what resources? Well, before last week, it was rehearsals. Now what's going to get in the way of me getting my work done is Frontiers. But I'm still going to get it done either way. But that's going to be tough. Me a little tough, but I'll get it done. If you were transported 400 years in the past with no clothes or anything, how would you prove? I had it 400 years. I googled it. I was looking at painters, and there's like some like Rembrandt, Kurt, like my dumb art appreciation teacher just nailed us with Rembrandt and all these other painters. So I'll be like, hey, I know what you're going to paint next. And they'll be like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
You go to fucking Rembrandt. Is this also the Renaissance era?
I'm guessing. I'm looking at lists of famous people. 1622. And I saw Rembrandt. And I was like, well, hey. So maybe. Be like, hey, I know I've seen your stuff before. And they'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'll be like, it's like this, it's called this, and blah, 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 blah. And you're using oil painting.
You're using oil painting. He's fucking with him.
He's gonna be like, what? What?
What?
I was like, yeah, check it.
You see that subject matter, the woman over there? You're gonna paint her.
Oh, I'm gonna paint her. Mona Lisa? That's right. I know it. No. Something like, I don't know how else I would do it.
That's actually really good. Just find one famous person and you fuck with them.
Yeah. Or I was thinking, I couldn't look so far back on Google, but I was thinking like, I know a lot about the royal family. So I was like, I'll just tell you your lineage. What's going to happen? Watch out for the queen, because Diana's going to come up as soon as like one day. And like,
that's like thousands of years.
I know. I was like, your children's children.
You're playing the long game.
Wow. Yeah.
And they'll be like, what do I do? And we're like, nothing. You can't. Like,
just go into the White House back then and sing Alexander Hamilton before Hamilton there.
What?
Alexander. Or you just find Alexander Hamilton as he was like born.
Or you'll just be like, wow. The Reynolds pamphlet, bro. Dang.
Oh,
he'll,
no,
he'll be like, what?
What?
He's like, Okay.
Just fuck a while. Okay. Let's pass the ball off to Camila.
Okay. What am I grateful for? For a very like nice family weekend with my girlfriend's family and surviving the 12 hours of editing for the new potential client. I hope it looked okay. I know it wasn't like 100% done, but I gave it my best. Biggest win, I think it's that I got this shit. I got actually two of these because I'm fucking stupid and I didn't check the amount I was buying when I bought it. And I thought it was like a little bit more expensive for some reason and just bought it. And then two of them arrived. That's the potentiometer for the CNC. So I can finally start making like real stuff with real parameters and not like burn anything down. My biggest lesson, I think it's like a life hack. Like if you are kind with yourself, everything is easier, like for a long shot. Maybe like you don't realize, but the moment you start doing that, it should start to like, I don't know, go well. It's weird. What else? What am I excited about this week? I don't know. I have to train a lot, do a lot of college stuff. I think I'm excited for the CNC stuff and the fact that I finally got my t-shirts back. I bought like 6 t-shirts, like oversized t-shirt pack, and the quality is nice. They are comfy and I look pretty cute for my gym hours. So I don't know. It's a win.
Felt cute, might work out.
Might work out.
Oh yeah. Look.
Might work out later, I don't know. Oh.
Wow.
I'm like with, yeah. I look like a fit influencer from TikTok. And I also learned that I might have a shit ton of body dysmorphia, but that's for another day.
What?
Body dysmorphia, you know.
Oh.
It's super fucking weird. Like I went up like 14 kilos. It's like almost, yeah, it's like 30 pounds this year alone. And I didn't realize, like, until I weighed myself a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it's weird. But I'm not worried about it. I feel cool with my size and my weight. Where am I work? What did I complete last week? Last week, I made a shit ton of reaction. One perfect white smile video. And the first pass for the acquisition.com. And what am I working on? I have to deliver 2 more reactions that will be ready tomorrow morning, I think. And what's getting in the way? Actually, nothing. I needed to sleep today, so when I woke up, I like tried to recover my time. And tomorrow, it should all come back to normal. If I were transported 400 years in the past, I think I would use my fucking stupid like knowledge about the industry and try to like make the industrial revolution happen earlier.
Oh.
And profit about it, profit with it. Yeah, I don't need them to believe I'm from the future. I can like, I don't know, play another game if I do.
Thanks.
But that's it.
Sick.
Damn.
From the future side, sports betting.
Yeah.
The gold rush happened.
Oh.
Gold rush happened fucking 200
yeah.
years later.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Wow.
God damn. Okay, Max, you're up.
My great for that, even though it's kind of my hours are cut in half and my money's cut in half technically, I still have a job. Day job. Still don't like it, but it's there. It's there. The biggest win would be I finally got at least one step closer to at least getting a fucking job interview.
Woo!
One out of the million I've sent. But my biggest lesson is, well, same as last week, don't be stupid, stupid. I'm excited about this week. I don't know what my goodness is. New Chainsaw Man! There you go. New Chainsaw Man. I'm gonna watch it with my friend. What did I complete last week? You already said it. The Temper Tantrum ad. Temper Tantrum posts. Hello. The headline for the acquisition.com video, the subtitles for the YouTube shorts. Oh, and I was trying to load up the Temper Tantrum calendar. But you doing that? What am I working on? Temper Tantrum calendar.
Oh,
I gotta,
yeah.
Like finish putting those together, and then anything that's coming.
I need to like recover before I can assess.
Yeah, anything that's coming. So whatever. Let's get into it. Completing your task. I think I'm okay.
So,
maybe.
Okay.
If you were transported 400 years in the past with no clothes or anything else, I would prove that you're from the future. I'd be like, so you know that Thanksgiving y'all had last year at Plymouth Rock? It's going to happen again, but next year.
Oh my. It's going to happen again.
Thanksgiving happened in 1623.
My God.
I remembered that because I actually went to Plymouth Rock on Thanksgiving. I don't know why. I was actually in Plymouth, Massachusetts. On Thanksgiving once.
Massachusetts.
And then there was a protest on Thanksgiving Day by a lot of like the native tribes that were like around Plymouth. I was just like, hell yes. So I was like, my mom, like, this is why we're here. We're not here for Thanksgiving. We didn't actually have like the turkey dinner and everything. We got like, we bought lobster from a truck.
Lobster from a truck.
We bought lobster from a truck in New England. It was amazing. It was great. Well, we ordered it from this truck. Like, they were like, oh, we have fresh lobster. It's going to take a couple hours, though, because we got to, you know, we got to, like, steam it for you and, like, get it ready and everything. So we ordered lobster dinners because they were not cheap. But they, oh, I was like, I would rather have this than another fucking turkey dinner.
Yeah, I'm not, turkey is okay.
Turkey's that's all right.
I like chicken.
I like.
Yeah. Duck is my favorite bird to eat.
I like tamales and pozole.
Yes, pozole and tamales.
What is pozole?
With my Puerto Rican what friends, we have
yeah.
What is it?
Meal. It's like
It's like caldo, but not like como menudo.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like a cross between.
It's a.
It's just good. That's all y'all know. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, we have something like that here, but it's like a humble cheap meal.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called puchero. It's like
I made puchero before. I made puchero for my Spanish class in high school.
We have puchero in the Philippines. Probably different.
What's that called?
Puchero. P-O-C-A.
That's good. That's really good.
I don't think I've had that.
Or P-U.
Puchero?
Yeah. So there's nice. A Filipino version and then there's others.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We're all related.
Oh. Oh. Hi, boss.
Okay. Last but not least. Wait, did you already finish?
I did.
Okay.
Talk about the Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. Is the mono.
The mono? He has mono. Oh, no!
Okay, so my meds are starting to wear off, and, like, I'm going to start getting a runny nose and probably, like, in 5 minutes get up and throw up, so I'm going to make this quick. Grateful for my sister's wedding certificate party, which I didn't know was a thing, happened on my birthday without anything going wrong. There was nobody lit on fire. Nobody committed suicide. Nobody tried to kill me. Everything went, like, this is the first birthday where nothing went wrong. To the point where it's literally terrifying me. So, I am now 27 years old.
Feel old. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. You're the third person.
Happy birthday to you.
I sing like shit, but I can be the sixth person. Birthday.
To Rick, happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Ross.
That's for you. I'm the cheerleader in the background.
So you're the first person to sing happy birthday to me and probably the fourth or third to remember it. So thanks.
Yeah. What's that encore?
I like the other original for many more in Channel 4, like the old
encore part 2 for many more on Channel 4 for Scooby. What is it? Scooby? I don't know it.
On Channel 2 for the fat lady.
There it is.
Oh, God. Okay. Biggest win? Monos. Lots and lots of monos. Yeah. Mono. I have this. I was looking for the other one because I have this one that's like black and red dragons all over it, and like I'm in love with this one. Biggest lesson: sometimes you need to like take a step back and reevaluate everything in your life before pushing the big red button that detonates everything. Or in my case, choosing the nuclear option, then reevaluating everything. Excited about this week. Excited for this week to be very calm and uneventful, and for some clarity. Plus, the new episode of the Fat Vampire. Because I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. What did you complete last week? I completed the Wakanda Forever. I mean,
oh, we did too. We did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who liked it? Who didn't?
Did everyone here watch it?
No, I didn't. But you can talk about it.
You can talk about it. Yeah.
You can.
Okay. I liked it.
The ending after the battle was felt way too rushed. It was all of a sudden, we're friends now.
That honestly, I wanted her to kill them. I'm just saying. Like, that's the only ending that I would have been okay with.
I do appreciate that it wasn't so much a clear, this is the bad guy. It's very much like we're two different perspectives butting heads. And then Shuri just fucking out to kill everyone.
Girl.
Like, I'm sorry, but you guys realize that they literally stole the plot of this from, like, Aquaman.
Yes.
Literally.
Oh, I haven't seen
it. Not the character. Not the character. The plot.
Oh.
Like, where when Aquaman was king, not the plot in the movie, the plot in the comics, in the like, once they transformed Aquaman into a more likable and rough and edgy character, like, he was king, and, like you guys have watched, like, Justice League and Justice League Unlimited and stuff like that, right?
I haven't watched any of that. I haven't watched the Aquaman movie.
They gave him a moral dilemma or whatever.
Okay. Like, it wasn't really a moral dilemma. It's like, they discovered vibranium, and suddenly the surface world is the enemy. We're going to just kill everybody. Like, I feel like Namor was clearly the bad guy here. Like, the genocidal maniac should have been clearly the bad guy. Should have clearly, like, I get it. I like the character as, like, the comic book character. He's amazing. But, like, the cinematic character is like, yeah, but why was everything, like, why the mercy? I don't get it. Like, why was there mercy in the end? Like, this guy was a genocidal maniac. He killed a lot of people. And if you're not with me, you're against me. Then killed their queen. If somebody killed my parents, I'd go crazy.
Only Sith deal with absolutes.
Anakin had the right idea.
From the outside, like, it really sounds like you're talking about, like, a Naruto arc. I don't know.
Like, exactly. Like, seriously, dude. Like if they did it like Naruto in Pain, like where Namor died, but like died with dignity, like we got the whole backstory in the end. I would have loved that.
Everybody were friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, it's Marvel. Resurrect the bastard through, I don't know, a pot full of vibranium. I don't really care. Okay, but like it felt cheesy. And rushed, and
that part felt cheesy and rushed, yeah. Because forgiveness came to like it was the process
too quickly. It's like
quickly,
yeah. There was like no big speech. There was no like, you know, there was no flashback.
Yeah, Lion
King.
Yeah. It was just like, okay, we're good.
What? Like, yeah, Lion King. Leave. Never return.
Never return.
Exactly. Like, learn from Lion King. He saw his dad. His dad told him to be good with Scar. We're good. He was banished. Scar tried to kill him. He killed him. Like, left the ending like in a nice neat bow where we have closure. We're good with it. Like, yeah. Killmonger was the person who came to Shuri. I mean, that should have screamed like
villain arc.
Tyrant. There's a fucking tyrant coming, going to kill everybody. Like, I wanted to see Tyrant Shuri. Come on.
I was expecting a villain Black Panther.
Yeah, because
like, exactly. Would you guys not have been like, would that like, you realize like Wakanda and like whatever they call it, I'm gonna just call it Atlantis, are literally going to go to war with the surface world. So somebody explain to me how there's not gonna be a Tyrant Shuri. Like, this would be like an amazing way for like to introduce like a badass Shuri.
But you're missing the point.
The conquistador. Fuck yeah, do it for my people and your people.
Yeah,
I think you guys are missing the point. The only point of like Black Panther is to see Michael B. Jordan shirtless. That's it. The movie is an extra. Yeah,
even shirtless, dude.
Fuck off.
Even shirtless.
I mean, he looks
okay.
You know,
let's wait for Rocky.
Seriously, the only perk for the entire movie, the only thing I honestly loved, like absolutely loved, was Riri Williams.
Yes.
Like when they introduced Riri Williams,
with the new Iron Heart, and like I thought it would, like I was really, really scared that like filling in Iron Man's shoes, but girl is a badass.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah. So yeah, she's like the perfect replacement now for Iron Man. Like I don't want Iron Man. I want this chick to be Iron Man now. Or Ironheart.
Ironheart, yeah.
She cut up a little heart.
Totally, yeah.
You know. Okay, go ahead.
I love that. I loved when they etched the heart out of the metal, and that's like, yes, like the entire cinema like screamed yes, and we were like 250 people, so
I think, well, of all the movies, anyways, like in Phase 4, this is probably, it's not like the best Marvel movie, but I think in this phase, it's probably the best written one.
Yeah.
Like, Thor was more of a spectacle.
I love the way that they brought like the whole disease and Chadwick and Black Panther, like how they put it all together, bringing reality into fiction. That was amazing. Like, yeah. They really honored the dude. But when they killed the guy's mother, is like, what the fuck?
Yo, they went another level, dude.
I was expecting her like to drown and then resurrect in the like there was already trauma. The girl like already had enough trauma to become Black Panther. Like her brother died. Like she gotta figure some shit out and like become a really good like superhero. And her mom queen, so she could focus on the superhero part. But like in the end, when they brought the, what was that guy, the dude, when he like challenged for king, I'm like, seriously? It made no sense in the story plot. Like it was obvious he's loyal to Shuri, so.
Yeah, that part, I was a little confused.
I was
like, why? What?
I was just like,
hey, that was the only one after credit scene.
I mean, I think they're just trying to keep it contained to the Black Panther and just like honor the whole Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, they T'Challa made the whole thing kind of thing.
You should have heard the cinema cuss. I heard words like in every single language. Like, it's, like we saw the first after credits scene. The entire cinema is waiting for the second one. Okay, like 10 minutes go by. We've seen all the credits, and like Black Panther will be back. And like everybody started cussing. Everybody. Like even the small children started cussing. It, like that's how angry we were.
All right, so
yeah.
Go on.
Sorry, I get passionate about this stuff. What did I complete? Let's take a couple of thumbnails and the voucher, which I think turned out really well. And the thumbnails are giving me nightmares now.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're done with Halloween. Huh?
Like the comment section, people are saying that they're loving the thumbnails, so.
Thanks. I'm afraid of scary things, dude. So these took a lot out of me.
Oh, the scary thumbnails. Oh, yeah. Bro. I am like, I look at it real quick. Good, Rosie, you're up.
No, I look at that. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm surrounded by ghosts.
Like, I saw it. I was like reviewing it, and it popped up here. And like, I got a nervous stroke with fear.
So I'm having nightmares now, and I like it's not good, guys. It's like I used some from it. Like every horror movie I know is in.
I know you like stuck them all on there.
And like now I'm rewatching horror movies, so like if I'm gonna be scared, I'm rewatching this shit. So
if you're gonna be scared, you might as well just do it right.
Exactly. What am I working on? Working on the Black Friday things for PEWS. I think there's a thumbnail. I'm not sure. I think it's like due Friday, so I'll look at that. If there's anything else, just schedule it. Okay, getting away and completing my tasks, or what do you need? I don't need anything much. I just need that. Can you take new pictures since you like changed your hair color and everything? Plus you like, no?
Yeah.
Seriously? I'll take that as a yes. And like, yeah. Please, like just same poses and everything. Or also just add one like with disgust, because okay. Yes. I really like that. I use that a lot, actually.
Yeah, I see the thumbnails, and sometimes I'm wondering, like, did I already use this? No, it's just so it's like, no, it's just the same post. It's like, okay.
I get this one was like probably one of the most popular. Like the first time I did that pose, it was like one of the best click through rates.
Yes.
Yeah, and you have like 17 different ones. Like, all just him doing this. and like sifting, like looking at the camera, looking away, looking down for some strange reason. And I've used everything. Like I've literally used everything, like at least 3 or 4 times.
Okay, so, I'll probably gonna cut my hair again.
Also, like I just one where like you're looking with disgust because like every once in a while, like there's this thing that you don't like. So like it's rare, but like.
I like how he's practicing.
Gotta get ready for the shoot. You know? there's this thing that we were doing for a while that you guys all know Brandon, and Brandon does modeling, but we were all mimicking him and doing his poses.
Oh, temperature model shoot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I want to see that. Tonight. If I was transported 400 years into the past with no clothes and... Okay, so if I was in America, I would not say anything or do anything out of the ordinary, just subtly become rich and like that's it. Because anything strange in the past would have been constructed as me being either a devil, a witch, or a warlock. Seriously, I do not want to be burned like alive. I've already dreamt it. I think it was in a past life. I'm not doing that shit again. So if I was in Egypt, I'd use my civil engineering skills to modernize like different buildings and like go work for the Sultan.
Oh.
Just be insanely rich, insanely respected, and like become a noble. Plus, I'd tell him which people to execute because they're going to be like the heroes of different countries he's going to like take over.
Oh,
I'd be Jafar essentially.
God damn.
I thought about this a lot, actually. There's a whole genre in manhwas and mangas and anime about this. So I thought about this like a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, I'll just
go. Or just kill him and become Sultan. Yeah.
Oh.
So go full Jafar.
Full Jafar. Go full Jafar.
But actually succeed.
Okay. Yes, I call my nation the nation of anima.
What?
The nation of anime. So like, you know, anime, anima.
All right, so
I'm gonna rip it off. I'm not complete.
That's good. No, that's it in terms of the things. I didn't have a chance to update the priority list, but I'll add that in the tag in the tasks. I'm gonna attempt to get some rest, and so therefore I can function tomorrow morning. And I appreciate you guys. So let me know if you guys need anything on Asana or Signal. Have a great rest of the week. Get some rest, and yeah. That's it.
One thing, I lecture a note on Asana about the third part of one of the reactions.
We gotta fix that.
That's it.
Okay, cool. I'll probably get to that later tonight if I wake up from this nap.
Bro, go to sleep. Like, don't even bother.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm staying up now.
Oh no.
Okay, I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And I'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.